Hoppleton in spring. Chapter 1, spring cleaning. It's time for spring cleaning, said Poppleton one morning. He looked around his house. He had so many things. There was a box of unmatched socks. There were jars of old buttons. One whole shelf was full of rocks. Poppleton looked his things so much, but he knew he had to clean. "I will take some things to Cherry Sue," he said. "Then I will have more room." Poppleton went over to Cherry Sue's with an armload of things. "Goodness," said Cherry Sue at the door. "Would you like some things?" asked Poppleton. Cherry Sue really did not want some things. She was trying to spring clean, but she couldn't hurt Poppleton's feelings. "Of course," said Cherry Sue. "We will put them in my attic." Poppleton followed Cherry Sue into her attic. He dumped all of his things into a corner. "I will sure miss those things," said Poppleton. "I will take good care of them," promised Cherry Sue. "Wow," said Poppleton, "look at all of that yarn." "Yes," said Cherry Sue, I don't need so it just sits there. "Maybe I have it," asked Poppleton. "Of course," said Cherry Sue. "And look at those thumbtacks," said Poppleton. "I never use them," said Cherry Sue. May I have them?" asked Poppleton. "Of course," said Cherry Sue. "Hey, a box of shoelaces," said Poppleton. Poppleton saw so many wonderful things in Cherry Sue's attic, and she was so nice. She gave him nearly everything. Soon Poppleton's house was overflowing with things, and Cherry Sue's was clean as a whistle, except for a small pile of things in a corner of the attic. Poppleton and Cherry Sue had lemonade in the sun. When they were done, "Don't you love spring cleaning?" asked Poppleton. "I love it," said Cherry Sue. "The bicycle. Papatin decided to buy a bicycle. It will be good exercise, Papatin said. I will get everywhere faster, he said. And I will get to choose a favorite color. That was the best part. Papatin went to see his friend Marshall. At the bicycle store, I would like to buy a bicycle, he told Marshall. Sure, said Marshall. What kind do you want? Just a bicycle, said Papatin. Something for exercise. Something to get everywhere faster. Yes, said Marshall. But what kind? She took Papatin into a big room. There must have been 100 bicycles in that room. And they were all different. Marshall showed Papatin bicycles until he thought he would faint. Finally, he pointed weakly. That one. He croaked. Great, said Marshall. What color? Red, croaked Papatin. What kind of red? Asked Marshall. Red, croaked Papatin. We have 15 different kinds of red, said Marshall. Let me show you. No! Screamed Papatin. He ran out of the bicycle store. He ran all the way home. He got there very fast. Papatin changed his mind about getting a bicycle. He decided he would just walk. And anyway, Papatin was sure now that if he ever needed to get anywhere faster, he'd just run. The tent. In spring, Papatin decided to sleep outside in a tent. His friend thought he was silly. Why sleep outside when you've got a house? Asked Hudson. Won't you get chilly? Asked Cherry Sue. You will catch pneumonia, said Gus, the mail carrier. But Papatin didn't listen to any of them. He carried all of his quilts out to the tent. He had a flashlight and a pillow and some good books. And long after everyone else was asleep, Papatin was still up. Sometimes he was reading, sometimes he was thinking, and sometimes he was just paying attention. Poppleton loved spring at night. In the morning, he went back into his house. He had a cup of cocoa and some buttered toast. Then he went to find Cherry Sue. He showed her the new flower that had opened up while she was sleeping and while he was paying attention. Then Poppleton went back inside and closed his blinds and slept in his bed all day. "That's silly, Poppleton," said everyone who passed. Everyone except Cherry Sue. The end.